Tower, broadcasting live each and every day. This is the Voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD3, New Rochelle.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Shifting strategies in the fight against ISIS. President Obama weighing the possibility of escalating U.S. action on the ground just days after the hostage rescue mission led by Iraqi and Kurdish forces, but resulting in the first U.S. combat casualty.
He was killed in combat. That wasn't the intent, obviously.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter at a Senate hearing saying the U.S. will intensify the air campaign against ISIS, but he still rejects calls from Senator John McCain and others for a no-fly zone in Syria.
We do not have a concept of operations for a no-fly zone at this time that we're prepared.
After all these years, we don't have a concept of operations
that we're prepared to recommend.
Meantime, Iran is now invited to join the next round of international talks on Syria's future. The U.S., Russia, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia set to meet again Thursday. U.S. officials telling AP there's no RSVP yet from Tehran. Days after federal prosecutors decided not to charge a former IRS official with targeting conservative groups, the IRS chief is again denying any intentional wrongdoing. But he adds,
"We are doing everything possible to ensure that the mistakes referenced in the IG's report and reflected in the committee's bipartisan report do not happen again."
This at a Senate hearing where there were new revelations about IRS surveillance. Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
The IRS admits it's spying on suspected criminals. Chief John Koskinen told the Senate Finance Committee the agency is using cell phone tracking technology, but only under certain conditions.
It's only used in criminal investigations. It can only be used with a court order. It can only be used based on probable cause of criminal activity.
Koskinen didn't confirm how often the IRS spies on people. According to the ACLU, a dozen other federal agencies are using cell tracking devices, including the Secret Service, FBI, and DEA. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. Right now, the Dow is down 52 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find ContourNex at your local Health Mart.
It's the Can-Am Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether cruising the open road with the Can-Am Spider or hitting the trails with Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, you can turn up the power and thrills with industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry in by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a three-year warranty. Visit Bay Harbor Motors Corp in Staten Island. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Coming to you live from Studio One at Broadcast Forum in New Rochelle, New York. This is the Voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
WVOX.
Welcome to a lively arts forum on WVOX, spotlighting performances and performers in Westchester. Here's your chance to interact with noted guests and learn about upcoming musical events in the area. Your Speaking of Music host is Robert Sherman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. And our opening theme, taken from the Mendelssohn Trio, is quite appropriate, because the Furuya sisters are with us, and they form a marvelous trio. Mimi is the cellist, Sakiko the pianist, Harumi violist. They hang out in Dobbs Ferry, let me get that right, and indeed Westchester residents, and we'll tell you about several performances in the area. But I guess the first thing I want to find out is, and we're going to have to call Harumi back because she's already taking pictures. But obviously you each have solo careers going. You each play individually. Matter of fact, at many of your concerts, you all play solos before you get together as a trio. But is there a special quality that comes into you because you are sisters and have grown up playing together? And Sakiko, you're nodding your head most vehemently. So,
well, yes. Well, we grew up together and we did everything together. And I think we started playing together like when we were really young. So we feel very comfortable playing together, and we don't rehearse as much. We need to rehearse more. But since we kind of understand what each of us want, so it's easier that way.
But yeah. When you go out and perform solo, you are performing with other artists.
Yes.
And you're doing chamber music with other players. So
yes, that's right.
You're able to adapt to that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I love playing with my friends. They've been some wonderful people. But I always wanted to play with my sisters, so I tried to do trio repertoire.
My sisters are usually nicer to me.
Well, Mimi, do you rehearse together? I mean, when you're getting ready for a concert, do you work separately or you work together?
Well, we should rehearse more than we should. We kind of practice on our own, and then we rehearse, but we kind of live in a small house, so it's hard to rehearse.
Yeah, we have to move our table. And
yeah. But then, yes, we do rehearse, but it's easier to play with my sisters because I know them very well, so we don't have to rehearse as much. So
we actually work alone for a long time before we get together, actually.
I see.
Yeah.
And Mimi, do you know the cellist, Zara Nelsova?
I know her. I think she was teaching at Juilliard when I was there. I don't really know her too well.
Yeah,
but,
She was very active in a major, a major artist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she told me on a program that she grew up with two sisters.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
And they also lived in a small
place. Oh, really?
And they all practice in the same room.
Really?
Oh, my God.
And she said that was tremendous training for her. Because she was able to focus no matter what was going on.
Interesting.
So you might try that.
Interesting.
Harumi, how would it feel to have them practicing two other pieces and you're working on whatever you're doing?
Yeah, yes, we tend to work very separately just because our rehearsal space is also quite inconvenient. And, it's nice. I'm used to hearing piano practicing all the time when I'm practicing or doing something else or computer work and then cello in the other room. So I usually practice in this small bedroom.
The smallest room.
Well, in the summertime, you can go out on the porch, I guess.
That's a good idea. I haven't ventured that yet.
So they always have to listen to my piano because I have to play in the living room.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So let me just very quickly give you an idea of some of the concerts coming up for the sisters. Oh, yeah. My producer, Jill Bloom, is poking me in the ribs here and reminding you that I should tell you that there is a call-in number here. You can join the conversation. And that number here at WVOX is 914-636-0110. Got it? 914-636-0110. All right, now let's see if I get all of this correct. Most immediately, this Sunday, 3 o'clock, in Montgomery. And I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's about 50 miles out of the city, so that means probably 30 miles away from us. So that's reachable, especially if you're in the upper areas there. Then, 2 weeks from today, which makes it November 10th, much closer by, the Will Library in Yonkers, and that's a Chaminade Club event.
Yes.
Doesn't the Chaminade Club have its own building or its own place? I thought they did.
Maybe not.
Well, whatever it is, you're in the library, so that's kind of nice. 2 o'clock in Yonkers. And then the third event I can tell you about, coming up November 21st, and that's an evening program, 7 o'clock on that Saturday, in the Union Art Center in Sparkill, which is across the river, and it's there's a call coming in, I'm told. Well, you know. That number works. Let me just finish. Sparkle is near Nyack in Rockland County. And, of course, if you are interested and you want to find out more and keep track of where the Furuya sisters are, It's very simple on the website, www.furuyasisters.com. F-U-R-U-Y-A. And you can probably spell sisters on your own. Furuyasisters.com. And now, hello there on the phone. Who's there?
Hello, my name is Pao Tsai, T-S-A-I.
Oh!
I knew the sisters for many, many years.
You know who this is.
Yes!
More than 20 years we knew this. And I just want to say, you know, you are wonderful. You are very good. And then, good luck for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Tsai.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Listening. We are listening now.
You probably know Mr. Sherman.
Yes.
Mrs. Tsai knows you, Bob, really well because she's been listening in WQXR for many years.
And who is this guy?
She is the mother of two Juilliard graduates.
Who's members.
And
members of our concert series.
She knows she knows Isaac Stern very well.
Yes.
The chairman of Carnegie Hall back then, Wolfenson. Well, she's because her sons were active at Juilliard and music in the 90s, 80s.
And what is her name?
Sorry. Mrs. Tsai, T-S-A-I. And their two sons are supporting our concert series because they became members of our concert series. They were the first two to become members. And Mrs. Tsai did not tell us she's calling in today. So,
tell us what you mean by members of your concert.
Oh, yes. We started because we started our own concert series, which means we do all the booking, publicity, administration, computer work, everything, and performances. So this past winter, we decided to make this membership. So anybody who wants to support our concert series become member by paying $75, $150, or $300 to help us operate this series because we're not financed by anybody else. And we just solely operate on ticket sales, and we do all the work. And so that's how.
And the series refers to all of these concerts?
The series refers to concerts presented by us, and from season to season, it varies. Last season, like most majority of our concerts were our own series. So we book and rent each place and, you know, do the ticketing and everything online and at the door. This season, it's limited to, well, it's actually 1.5 or 2.5 because the first concert in New York City was our own concert at the National Opera Center. That was our concert, and we actually collaborated with a former Juilliard classmate, Rudolf Goles, pianist. He joined us there.
Uh-huh.
And then the last two concerts this season, the Union Arts Center in Sparkle and the Pecco Library. No, Pecco Library is actually their concert. But next season, it's sort of collaboration between them and us. So it's half ours and half theirs. Audience doesn't have to know that.
Yeah.
We will have a short quiz on this after the program. Meanwhile, if you want to get everything right, go to www.furuyasisters.com. You'll find out all of these things and be able to figure it out properly. And all right, we've been talking about the trio, and I'd like to share with you recordings by the trio. And this first one is Debussy. And I'm not altogether convinced that I know the Debussy trio. I know the Debussy sonatas.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a trio, and from it comes the Andante. And once again, we are listening to the Furuya Sisters.
Thank you.
That's both gorgeous music and gorgeous playing. And I can't imagine why I don't know the WC Trio, but obviously you guys have figured it out. We're speaking of music, to give the title of the program correctly. We're speaking of music with the Furuya sisters. The cellist is Mimi, Sakiko is the pianist, Harumi the violinist. And I wanted to ask you guys, I'm looking at your sort of a publicity flyer, and it says beautiful performances, which I just said in effect myself. But that credit comes from Rhonda Fleming.
Yeah.
Thing that says deserves universal recognition. That from Joan Fontaine. And Alicia de la Rocha added all the success. We also have so proficient from Olivia de Havilland. Okay, Alicia de la Rocha, great.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Another call. Okay, wait a minute.
Really?
That's my question. Hold on the phone there. I'll be with you in a minute. But, okay, Alicia de la Rocha, yes. Great artist.
Yes.
We understand her appreciation of you as a trio. But Rhonda Fleming, Olivia de Havilland, Joan Fontaine, that seems... You guys been out in Hollywood a lot, or what?
Well, we just really love old movies, so we started out writing autograph requests to them, and then we found out the addresses work. So then we sent a recording, and then they're very supportive, and it really helped because we were not doing so well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really encouraged us and did help us, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that shows the kind of initiative that I guess we've been hearing about from Harumi, if you could have done all of the work, you could have been the administrator.
Yeah.
All right. Debbie, our engineer, is wavering. We got two calls on the
line. Really?
Oh, wow. All right, let's take number one. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who are you?
Good. This is Kim Chaffee.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Harumi, Sakiko, and Mimi, and thank you, Robert, for having them on your show. I'm president of the Harvard Club of Virginia. I've been calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
So listening to you over the internet, and I love your show, and I'm so happy to hear that the Furuya sisters are on today. We had them down here just recently, and they played for us on October 8th. Here at the Commonwealth Club, which is a historic building in downtown Richmond, Virginia. And we had the biggest turnout we've ever had for any kind of event like this. We had 85 people come, and I was just absolutely thrilled. We really got to know some of the members of the officers of the Harvard Club here got to know them very well, including myself, because they were here for 3 days. And so we, you know, we spent quite a bit of time with them going out to dinner and that sort of thing. They're great personalities. I just
well,
enjoy
listen,
them so much.
How did you hear about them down in Richmond?
How do we hear about? I got a call from Harumi back in, I think it was last April, and they were planning on coming south and wanted to know if our club would be interested in having a concert.
So Harumi's the business manager here, I'm beginning to understand.
No, not really.
And chief propagandist. Well, listen, we have another call on the line, oddly enough.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Kim. We had a great time. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too, guys. Take care.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're from Richmond. And now, who else is there, Debbie? Hello.
Hi, I'm Harvey.
Harvey!
How are you?
Harvey,
I guess they know you too.
That's wonderful to see you, hear you on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
And I've been your fan, as you know, for more than 7 years.
Yes.
I've attended perhaps 24 of your performances, and I think you're great, and I always have.
Oh, thank you, Harvey.
So much.
It's wonderful that you're now getting the recognition you really deserve.
Well, at least we're speaking of music with the Furuya sisters, and that counts for something. And I did want to ask Harumi, there was something about a Harvard club. Are you the Harvard grad?
Yeah. That's why I contacted Kim.
I thought you were a musician.
Yes, I am.
She's both.
I went to Harvard College. I went to Juilliard for pre-college.
I see.
Yes.
And she got her PhD from Harvard.
I got a PhD from Harvard.
Yeah, well, you're in good company. I think Yo-Yo Ma went there, and Charlie Albright, and a lot of other folks who've made it pretty well. Now, Debbie, was there one more call, or was that it? There's one more, I think. Well, hello to you. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh.
Who this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Oh,
Laura! She's our neighbor. She never told me she called in.
Laura!
Hi, Laura.
So who's Laura?
She will tell you, maybe.
I'm their next-door neighbor, and I will say this. And, you know, it's interesting because not only are they just incredibly talented, because a lot of it, I'm sure, is just natural talent, but these three women, they practice so frequently, and I feel like it's a little secret, like a little this luxury I have by having the access to this beautiful sound that comes out of their home every night, and it is spectacular. I mean, I really feel like I'm getting this free performance constantly, and really, really, I think that the three of you, and you know that, I think I am, your talent and all the work you put in, it can't be overstated, because you're just, you really are, you create beauty, really, and you're making this world a more beautiful place, and I'm very, very fortunate to know you, really.
Laura, we feel the same about you, and I hope we're not waking you up every night, because we practice after midnight a lot of times.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we have a wonderful neighbor.
Yeah, she
and
Larry. She
flowers in our garden, and
she's
her husband
so nice.
Larry mows our lawn.
Yeah, I mean, they're really nice
because
people.
We're poor, you know, we're poor musicians, and they know that, so they really help us out.
I know, and you
like
really
save
help.
Money.
I know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's always, always good to have good neighbors.
believe me, I feel that, and I will also just say that, you know, I know that you were always very generous too, and also with Alex, because don't forget Alex actually took my son. He did take cello lessons.
That's right.
Mimi, so that was also another
gift
that you gave, and so I always appreciated that.
Thank you. Well, that
really
was my pleasure. Thank you, Laura.
You know,
listen, always good luck to you too, and I'll see you soon, hopefully.
See you later.
Well, it seems to me you now have an opportunity here to pool your rehearsal space. You can kick Laura out. Hey, very simple. Now, who's the neighbor on the other side that you can get to leave and go to the movies or something? You could rehearse. We have to plot and plan for them. Another call?
By the way, Mr. Harvey Zontag, the man who called after Kim, Chaffee, Mr. Harvey Zontag was one of the first people who came to our concert, open to public concerts. Right. We were complete strangers, and he just started to come, and he's been really
supportive. He's been very supportive.
We met him at the Yonkers Public Library.
Yeah,
that's right, for the first time.
He's very nice.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Well, obviously, this is how your music gets spread from one to another. Since you don't have a manager, you do it yourself.
Yeah.
So if anybody listening would like to have a concert by the Faria Sisters, it can be done. All right, another call, another two calls. Goodness, we're never going to get any more music. Okay, who's next in line here on this phone-a-thon?
Hi, this is Regina.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello, I'm a huge fan of the Furuya Sisters, and I have a question for them.
Very good. And what is that?
My question today is, how do you select the songs that you decide to perform?
Mm-hmm. How do you select the pieces you decide to perform? Well, all of the concerts we've been talking about, there's going to be solo pieces of Bach for violin and cello.
Yes.
Chopin will be the Sakiko's solo there. Then there's a Saint-Saëns Havanaise with Harumi and Sakiko. And finally, the trio comes together for Tchaikovsky, which I was going to try to sample today. I don't know if we'll get there. But how do you select it? Who decides what?
Well, actually, we've been doing a lot of trios, and we talk it over. We plan in advance what we want, and we just like all the great composers. So this season, well, a friend of mine suggested that maybe we should also do solos. So we start incorporating.
Yeah.
And then in terms of music selection, we just keep with the great genius composers, the masterworks. So we, you know, perform on Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, but we don't perform modern music because people tend not to come to those concerts. So we just stick with the traditional classical music.
I see. Well, this is something you may want to consider branching out, because sometimes you get a composer whom you find, you like, you enjoy, and you can swivel him into your...
Actually, Mr. Iwasen, Eric Iwasen, who we used to study composition with at Juilliard,
he is now writing a piece for us.
So we might want to preview that.
Well, he is a marvelous composer.
Oh, yeah, you know him. Yeah.
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, on WQXR, I've been doing the Young Artist Showcase.
Which one of you
was on it?
Sakiko.
Sakiko.
Well, so you know the Young Artist Showcase. Yes. And Eric wrote the theme music that we use for it.
Oh, really?
Are you kidding? That's right.
The fanfare.
It sounded like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love his music.
Sounded like... No wonder I like it.
All right, and now we'd like to take one more call.
Thank you, Regina, for calling.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you so much for the support.
Okay, thank you, Regina. And now, who's there? Who else is there? Ah, wait a minute, I can't hear you properly.
Yeah, hello.
Ah, there's somebody. Hello.
Hi. My name is Peter Brenner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're listening to the radio in the background, and it's coming through to the foreground. So turn down whatever you are listening to, and why aren't you listening to us in the first place? But never mind.
Hello?
Now that you're here, who are you?
Peter.
Peter. Wow. You sound like a very young.
And, I know the Faruya sisters for a couple of years already, and I'm a great friend of theirs. I especially was impressed with their concert this year.